Blog Talk Radio.
This is CD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV. This is CD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV.
Hi, this is Petey, and this is Petey Talks Music. I have with me today Lady Horace.
What's up?
Yay, awesome. So I hope everybody out there is doing fine, and let's get started with this interview. So my first question is, are you a part of a label?
Yes. I'm currently with Escott and Cellophane, which is a branch of SODNG with Soulja Boy.
Awesome. And let's see, the next question is, how long have you been rapping?
Well, maybe like 10 or about 10 years.
Let's say it again.
About 10 years or so.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's been something I've been doing for a long time. It's just, but publicly, it's been maybe like about 2 years now.
Cool. So what kind of rapper do you consider yourself to be?
You know, I just don't really even box myself in as a rapper. Like, I'm more so just like I'm a true artist, you know? Like, I experiment with so many different styles and do so many different things. It
mm-hmm.
can't really be classify under a genre.
Okay. So what inspired you to become an artist?
Well, actually, there's this other artist. He's pretty big. His name is Young Guy, and he's a good friend of mine. And he had a song, and, like, I was always really shy. And, like, the first time I actually did a song was with Young Guy, and that was the first thing I posted, and it got so much positive feedback, and then I got so many people who just supported me and was behind me. I just decided to keep going with that, and that's what kind of inspired me.
Awesome. So what do you do when you're not performing?
When I'm not performing, I just turn up a lot, and I just be, you know, just doing, you know, just showing my face, making rare appearances, doing things like that, you know, hanging out with some of my people, things like that, you know, just basically just promoting myself in different ways.
Cool. So do you have a mixtape?
No, I'm working on that now. It should be coming out the beginning of summer. If not by the beginning of summer, definitely middle of summer. I'm pushing for that. But I will be releasing some tracks off of the upcoming mixtape this spring.
Awesome. Awesome. So when you do drop that mixtape, where would it be able to be downloaded or purchased?
On datpiss.com, Cinderella. It's probably going to be hosted by DJ Watts, which is Soulja Boy's DJ. So he'll probably post it, too, on his site. It'll be all around. You'll be able to find it. I'll post links, too.
Awesome. Okay, so what do you think makes you different from the rest?
What makes me different?
Yes.
I'm just a really unique and very weird person. You know, I don't follow no rules. I don't follow no trends. I set it myself, you know. I do my own thing and just rock with it like that. Like, that's what makes me different. I'm very unique. I talk about a lot of, like, esoteric things, a lot of different subjects and things that a lot of people don't touch on. And I'm just literally myself and do a lot of different things.
Okay. Very interesting. So how old are you?
5.
Ooh, wait, did you just turn? Or you're turning 26 this year?
Yeah, my birthday is May 16th.
Oh, it's coming up.
Yeah,
oh,
it's hard season, you know, turn up.
Baby. It's like yay to the 90 babies, but you're an 89 baby. Not like that makes you any less, but, you know.
You said what now?
Huh?
What'd you say?
Oh, no, I said I thought you were a 90 baby.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. So, where did you get your name from?
Well, it was basically just like placed on me due to like another artist who's like with me, which is Young Horace, and like I'm like his female counterpart. Mm-hmm. So that's why, and that's where it comes from.
So, are you like counterparts in real life or just with music?
Yes, in real life as well. It's both. So
is that
it's kind of works out. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, no, I was saying, is that him in the background?
Oh, no, he's not here with me. He's in L.A. right now.
Okay, because I thought I heard someone in the background. I'm like,
oh, no.
Okay. All right, so where are you from?
I'm from Kansas City, 913 to be exact.
Oh, okay. Awesome. So where are you located now?
I'm currently in Kansas right now, but I will be heading to L.A. on the 29th. I'm moving there permanently, so all my listeners, all my fans in L.A., get ready to turn up.
Okay, awesome. So what is your favorite song that you've made?
My favorite song that I've made?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's really hard to say because I am my favorite artist altogether. So favorite song that I've made, I would probably say, yeah, Jesse James, Guns and Downs. Probably my favorite one just because it was just, like, so weird. And a lot of people didn't understand it, but I pushed it and put it out anyway and also released a video for it. And it was just something completely different and something I really connect to. So I would say that is my favorite song right now.
Awesome. So do you play any instruments?
Growing up, I played piano. I haven't really done it lately, so I'm kind of out of practice with that. But that's about the only instrument I've really touched is the piano.
Okay. So, also, do you have a favorite event that you've performed?
A favorite what?
Do you have a favorite event that you've performed at?
A favorite event? Not really, but if I were to say one, I would just say it was a friend's birthday party just because it was something personal and I was doing that for someone who I know and love and it was, like, really turned up, so that's about it.
Okay, cool. So do you ever get nervous when you're getting ready to perform?
Do I ever get nervous?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, every single time I'm always nervous because I always want to do my best and give the best impression to people, so that's always, you know, something that can kind of grate your nerves, but I'll make it happen.
Okay, so how do you, you know, shake off those jitters and do what you have to do?
How do I shake it off?
Yeah.
Just a lot of hype up from my friends and just, you know, maybe a shot or two, to be honest, something like that.
Oh, wow.
You know, just getting the party feel, just a very laid back and just fun vibe.
Cool. So do you write your own songs?
Yes, I do everything 100% completely myself. I produce as well, but, like, a lot of the beats I've used lately I've gotten from, like, other producers. Some of the main ones right now would be Scott. Shout out to Scott. One of my favorite producers right now. And Marquise on the beat, he's another one of my favorite producers right now. But
awesome.
Everything as far as, like, composing music, putting together, mixing, mastering, all that stuff, I do it myself at this point. So.
Okay, that's cool. Like a triple threat over there.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Like that.
Yes. So who are your musical influences?
My musical influences?
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, rest in peace, Mac Dre. You know, that's my number one influence in life will be Mac Dre. RP also, the Jacka, the Jack artist from the Bay Area. That's another one of my big influences. And another one, I guess, like, you know, girl power, I would say Nicki Minaj and No, the women who are doing their thing, those are also influences. But most of my influences come from either my hometown, Kansas City, shout out Rich the Factor, you know, R.I.P. Fat Tone, and people from the Bay, Bay Area, California.
Awesome. So, is your stage name trademarked?
No, it isn't at this time. It's not.
Do you plan on making it a trademark?
Yeah, because it is going to be a brand. I have a lot of different AKAs and different things like that, but all in all, it's like an umbrella, and I will be trademarking it.
Awesome. So when you're getting ready to write a song, what is your usual ritual?
My usual routine?
Yeah, like before you're getting ready to write.
Really, I like to, I work best in the morning when I just wake up with a clear head. So I just like to get up and just put myself in a good mood, just go through beats, listen to beats, and just let things come to me as they do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. So how would you describe your music to people?
How I describe it?
Yeah, how would you describe it?
I would describe it as, like, like futuristic, like, 2053 music, and it's just, like, very out of space, very weird, random. It's very unique. It's its own, I would say it's really its own genre. It's in its own lane. It's not really comparable to much else.
Okay. What image do you think your music conveys?
What image?
Yeah.
Someone who's just, like, obviously down and, like, knows about the struggle, been through it, but I don't fixate on it. Also conveys someone who's just, like, I say intelligent and their own person and very different and unique and not afraid to push the bar or make my own lane or create my own rules or break rules. Something completely out of the norm.
Okay, awesome. So what are your immediate music career goals, like in the next 1 to 3 years?
In the next 1 to 3 years, well, I will be living in L.A., so my goal is to definitely get out this mixtape, hopefully start working on an album. I have a beauty brand that I'm working on. Want to get that started. I want to, like, do, like, a mini tour on the West Coast, you know, just things like that right now, just a lot of promo work and such.
Okay. Interesting. So what are your long-term career goals?
My long-term career goals is to really establish myself as a brand and to really push myself and get Solar Gang and Escott and Gucci Mob. I want to get all that out there, get the clothing going, get my beauty brand going. I plan to be on a more public platform, more mainstream platform, just be, you know, making major moves, basically doing big things, really having my face and my name out there globally.
Cool. Okay, so how would you define the word success?
Success?
Uh-huh.
Success to me is just finding what you're good at or finding what makes you happy and sticking to it and doing that for life and being able to establish yourself in what it truly is that you love or want to do. To me, that's
okay. Cool. So does anyone in your family play music?
Yes, my mother actually, she plays violin. Another brother of mine is like a master pianist. Got some other cousins that like rap and do things like that. But most of the people in my family, if they do music, it's like instruments,
Okay, awesome. So what else do you do besides produce and rap?
I'm a very good artist as far as like painting and drawing. I'm also a fashion designer, and I'm an esthetician by trade. And I'm
an esthetician? For people that don't know what that is, can you explain that to them?
That's a skincare therapist, you know, doing waxing and facials and different things like that, makeup.
That's really actually super cool.
Yeah, it's a passion of mine.
And that's a good passion because everybody needs to get a wax and some makeup. So.
Yes, everyone needs a little pampering.
Yes, everybody needs it. So what do you like most about?
What I like the most is being able to express myself in any way that I choose. You know, whatever I'm feeling or going through at the time or whatever I want to say, I'm happy that I'm able to put that in music and get it out there however I choose.
Interesting. So, okay, if you were a man, how different do you think your career would be going?
If I were a man?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I think that would probably hold me back because the game is really saturated with men. And just being something new and fresh and different, I think, gives me advantage. And also being a woman who happens to be very attractive on top of it, that helps as well.
Yes. Yes, it does. Nowadays, sadly, sex sells.
Yeah. So being a man, I think it would just put me in too much, like, saturated and overbearing lane. I think being a woman and being the type of person I am gives me an advantage in the race.
Awesome. So do you worry about whether people will like you for the real you or because you're doing shows and you're rapping and producing?
I don't really worry about it. I feel like all parts that I do are all make up who I am. So whatever part of me you choose to like is okay with me. I'm not here for people to really like me, like, personally. I'm here for my art and to put my work out there, and that's what I want people to focus on. And I feel that my personality and who I am, it just makes it kind of easy for people.
Okay. Awesome. So, what would you be doing if you weren't an artist?
If I weren't an artist?
Yeah.
I'd probably just be focusing on my aesthetics and going back to school to become a dermatologist.
Ooh, okay. That's another thing that everybody's going to need.
Yeah. I've always been interested in the medical field. And skincare is, like, my main thing, so dermatologist is what I definitely will be focusing on.
You should think about maybe making a makeup line.
You know, I've actually thought about that, like all care, like all natural makeup.
Yeah, it's really easy. Trust me.
Yeah.
Yes. So, all right. Let's get to these songs. So, this first song is called Fourth Chakra. Tell me a little bit about what inspired this song and what it's about.
What inspired that song was just the fact that, like I said, I'm deep into, like, esoteric studies and, you know, spiritual things. And the fourth chakra focuses on the heart. And I just felt like being a little emotional, I guess, in that song. So I just made a kind of a loving song a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the inspiration for that song.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, this is Fourth Chakra by Lady Horus.
Warm me up so I can be smarter, more pure.
right. That was Fourth Chakra by Lady Horus.
Yeah.
Yes. The next song is called Bend Down. Tell me what inspired this song.
Oh, Bend Down. That song was just inspired by, like, a lot of fake people I've, like, come across in my life. Also, like, a lot of fake friends and just, you know, as you, like, move up, a lot of people just try to pull you down and they just act like crabs in the bucket. Like, I just seen a lot of fake stuff go on, a lot of, like, snake stuff on, so I just decided to speak about it in the song.
One second. You have a caller.
Okay.
Hold on one. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Lady Horus, man. Look, never say sorry to this rap game. You got it. You need to keep pushing forever. That's what's up, man.
What's... Oh, thanks.
Hello.
Oh, well, that's sweet.
This is BJ from Los Angeles, California.
What's up, BJ?
Look, I love that, man. Look, I'm looking forward to this next song.
For sure. Thank you. That's what's up.
I got 25,000 followers on Instagram. I'm gonna shout this out for y'all because more people need to tune in. This is real good. This is, like, for real. This ain't no joke. I love this.
Thank you. That's what's up.
Yeah, Lady Horse, keep going. You, man, look, you got a supporter. I'm here for you.
Ah, thank you. For sure.
All right, y'all.
All right.
All right. I should have got his name.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, this BJ.
Oh, huh? Is he still there?
Yeah, the BJ.
I don't know.
BJ, hello?
Yes.
BJ No Lie.
DJ No Lie.
Oh, DJ No Lie. All right.
BJ.
Thank you for calling
BJ.
In, DJ No Lie.
Yeah, BJ Evan Ball, like the B.
Oh, BJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, BJ.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, well, thank
okay,
you, BJ No Lie, for
God
calling in
y'all.
To the show. You too. All right, so here is Bend Down by Lady Horus.
Yep.
Where the fake niggas at? Fucked up my face, I was gonna retract. You know where I stay and where I be at. What you wanna do? What you gonna do? Fuck up out my way, the mob coming through. I'm way up at the top, I can never lose. And they realness not consistent. These hoes pick and choose. Et tu, Brute? Et tu, Brute? It'll be okay, don't need no new friends anyway. No faith in these niggas, no matter what they may say. They can smile in your face and have you killed on the next day. Go against your team, now that's a fucking disgrace. And that was your best man, and now you being replaced. Been replaced.
I've been down, been real since day one. I ride with my niggas, give a fuck if you ain't with us. Ayy. You fucked, you ain't with us. Ayy.
Ayy. I'm out of the window, I've been down for my niggas. Whatever I got, I'm giving half to my niggas. Man, you know he's under yard, nah, you can't sit with us. All that shit I pass, it's a gas pump, gas pump. Nah, I'm just too mad, I've been down for my niggas. Whatever I got, I'm giving half to my niggas. Man, get probably done, they got. Nah, you can't say for this. All that shit I pass, man, get the gas on, gas on. Get the gas on, gas on. Give it half to a half to my. my town for.
I've been down. Been real since day one. I ride with my niggas. Get fuck you and with us. Ay. Get fuck you and with us. Ay.
All right, that was Been Down by Lady Horace.
Yep.
Yes. This next song is called Mob God. Tell me a little bit about this song.
Yeah, Mob God. Yeah, that song, that's really just a freestyle. I was just having fun one day, just chilling, just decided to do something. I just really like the beat. Can't really remember the producer since that's 30. Producer 30, shout out to 30. Send me that, and yeah, I just was having fun with it. It was just a freestyle.
Awesome. Okay, this is Mob God by Lady Horace.
Yeah. I mean, it ain't shit to a god, though. A god, though? On God, bro. Bitch, I mob, I'm a god. Bitch, I mob, I'm a god. I'm a god. Bitch, I mob. Bitch, I mob, I'm a god. 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 Ayy. Bitch, I mob, I'm a god. Bitch, I mob, on god, on god. I mob, I mob, on god. Bitch, I'm god, I'm a god. Bitch, I mob, bitch, I'm fly, I'm a god. Damn, coming hard, I'm a god. I don't really give a fuck, not the nigga in his dog. Oh my god, I am soft, I'm on top. Damn, I'm fly, who's gon' stop me? Who gon' knock me? Ain't no nigga gonna try me. It's lady, yes, lady, motherfucking horseback. And I am on this track, causing a heart attack. Goddamn, wrist hurt. Goddamn, feet hurt. In a jag, I don't care. Bitch, you know, I ain't too rare. I don't know, I can't care. I don't know, I don't know. I am God, that's all I know. And you niggas will hit the flow. Knock that nigga down if he talking real quick. I don't give a fuck, bro, you can't handle it. You already know, man, as soon as you do quit. And you know, man, coming back on stupid shit. And I am in the sky, flying high above you all. Yeah. Give a fuck what a pussy nigga think.
Fuck what a pussy nigga think. Bring that hoe to the bank. Bitch, I'm never gonna think. Beat him to the fucking Shark Tank. What the fuck you think? My diamonds are budget. Damn, I am too amazing. Damn, that shit stay blazing. Damn, I am that bitch. I am too rich. I will never quit. Gucci on my lipstick. Chanel in my purse. Damn, I know it hurts. Work, work, work my wrist till it hurts. Damn, bitch, I'm God. Bitch, I mob. Bitch, I'm God. Damn, I mob. Bitch, I'm God. Damn, I mob. Bitch, I'm God. Oh my God, I mob. Bitch, I mob. I'm a god. I'm a god. Bitch, I mob. Bitch, I mob. I'm a god. Man down, nigga, I mob. Damn, I mob. Damn, I mob. I'm a god. I'm a god. I'm a god. Bitch is nothing. I'm that shit. I'm that bitch. I won't quit. I don't give fucking shit. Roll them toes on my dick. Damn. Ay, nigga. Shit's too easy, fool. I promise, this shit's just too easy. Fuck what a buzzer nigga thinking. Fuck what a buzzer nigga thinking. Ay, listen. Gucci mob. Damn, I ride. I'm a demon. Look in my eyes. Got that flame. I don't.
decomposed. I am the fucking one who really don't give a fuck. I know you already know. I am sitting all the way up in the sky, on the mountain, on the pyramid, in the parlor. I don't know. I just called her, told that hoe I see her tomorrow. Ha ha. Give me weed, give me drink, give me pills, give me things. Gucci this, Gucci that, Louis hat on my back, damn. On my pack, backpack, and I'm so hella done, and I got all that shit, nigga. Hey, nigga. Oh my god, bitch, I mob, bitch, I. I'm a god. Oh my god, I'm a god, bitch, I mob, bitch, I cry. I'm a god.
Okay, that was Mob God by Lady Horace. Oh, we have another caller.
Cool.
Yes. All right,
yo,
caller.
Oh, my God. Lady Horace, she rocks. Oh, my God.
What's up?
Look, I called her. Lady Horace is online, guys. She's going to follow. I'm in Memphis. I'm with my family, my kids, my sister. Hey, what do you think about Lady Horace?
I really like her music.
She's so amazing. Oh my god. Like I like that song. I'm speechless. I can't believe I'm live right now. Thank you for having me. Like I want to hear it again. Play it back. Come on, please. Oh my god. Oh my god. Hey, I like when she keeps on your song. I put her head. What did he say?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, this is song. Why she keeps stealing your swag, bro?
I don't know. I just be like that sometimes, you know.
I know you started Gucci Mob, and then you know, he wants to be Gucci guy. This guy's crazy, man. So I wouldn't start with these people. But I'm a huge fan. I'm with my family. We're eating pizza right now. We just enjoy listening. And I want you to just keep doing your thing. You know, I see you rocking with the hoe. Sky movement. I see you rocking with Starship Guy, Rich Guy. You're rocking with.
Yeah.
I see all that Birdman, Soldier. You know, I seen you with Little B. Wasn't you with Little B? Was it Texas? When Little B was performing, you was with him. Yeah, I see you.
Yeah,
I see you in the
whole
baseball. Yeah, You're like a big influence over my life. Like, thank you, Lady Horace. All I
want to
say. Thanks for having me.
That's okay.
All right.
Thank you for calling in. All right. So if anybody wants to call in, you can. We have about 21 minutes left. So if you want to call in while this song is going to be playing. The last song. It's called Jesse James. Tell me what inspired that song.
Well, what inspired this song was really I just heard the beat and I just, you know, it just came to me. It's one, like I told you earlier, it was like one of my favorite songs because it's so different. It's kind of like a reggae song. It's very subliminal, actually, in the messages. I don't really like to, like, completely say it was about, like, people to kind of gossip to themselves. This will keep it alive, really, just keep it going. But it's one of my favorite songs. But, yeah, let's run that song, Jesse James.
Awesome. All right. This is Jesse James by Lady Horace. Remember, you want to call in and talk to her? You can while this song is playing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Make him say murder. Please tell me where. Send him down murder. Send him down. Get on say. Get on say. It's left it on.
here to bring the pain. Nah, we ain't playing. Top of on them down seats. Make them holler mercy. Ain't no control of me. You mortals not worthy. You see me better curse. Call me your majesty, young Pharaoh. It's a young Pharaoh. And I'm gun down, yeah. Yeah, I'm gun them down, yeah. Make them holler mercy. Pharaoh, yeah, mercy. Fuck out me way.
It's Le Ferron, Le Ferron, Le Ferron, Le Ferron. Gun them down,
oh, my God, I forgot to take myself off mute. I was just sitting here talking. I'm sorry about that. That was Jesse James by Lady Horace.
Yeah, and you can check that video out on YouTube. Type in, yeah, Lady Horace, Jesse James, videos to pop up.
Yeah. It's awesome. Go and check it out. So if you all want to call in, you can do it now while I'm still talking to Lady Horace. If you guys want to call in, the number is 929-477-3551. Yes, I do truly want to thank you for coming on this show tonight. I totally appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime.
Yes, yes, yes. So, see, I'm trying to think. So what is your real name?
My real name is Glynis.
Brittany, awesome.
No, Glynis, G-L-Y-N-I-S.
Oh, Glynis?
Yes.
Oh, that's different. That's very different. I've, yes, never heard. Wow.
Yeah, I'm a really rare person too.
Keep that in my brain. Keep that one. That's cool. Do you know what it means?
I know it's a Welsh name. Not really sure.
Cool. So I want to remind everyone that I am having a charity event on June 17th, 2015 in the Washington, D.C. area. It will have performers there, and it's also a talent show with monetary prizes. Excuse me. Sorry. So you can buy tickets for Let's Make Domestic Violence a Wrap. The proceeds from the tickets will go to the charity. I mean,
that the domestic violence. The child, man. What's going on?
Say it again. I'm sorry.
But you should have booked me for the show. What's going on?
Oh, I had no clue. I hadn't. I hadn't interviewed you yet, so.
Yeah, no, I'm just giving you a hard time.
Oh, okay. But, but yes, the proceeds from the tickets will go to the House of Ruth. It is a domestic violence shelter in Washington, D.C. And also, the tryouts for the talent show will be on May 6th. At the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Library near Gallery Place, Chinatown. It will be from 4 to 6. If you want to go, you can email email me at on pdtalksmusic@outlook.com, or you can go ahead and join the Facebook event. Yes, so once again, I do want to tell you I appreciate you coming on the show, and I totally enjoyed you.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome.
Oh, I do want to say one thing. I want to tell everybody to go follow CEO of S-Guy Solo Gang, Young Horace. Follow him at Young Horace S-O-D-M-G on Twitter.
Awesome. And if you want to hear more music from Lady Horace, you can go to the link in the description of the show. It'll send you right to her SoundCloud.
Yep.
So, as we say every night, live, love, and laugh music. Good night, everyone.
Bye.
This is PD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV. This is PD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV.